Utah State baseball is on the air. Let's join the Blue Chip Sports crew live from the press box for all the action of Warriors baseball on the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network, right here at BlueChipBroadcasting.com.
After a 6-1 start, the Stan State Warriors have dropped 4 of their last 6 games here at home. The main culprit? Too many free bases and an offense that has gone quiet for the most part in 3 of their 4 losses. Yesterday, the vaunted Stanislaus offense was held to just 3 runs in 2 games and only got multiple base runners on in an inning one time in 16 frames. Today, an opportunity to get the bats going as they look to split this 4-game series with Western Oregon, who showed a lot of moxie yesterday, bouncing back from an embarrassing loss on Friday afternoon to sweep yesterday's doubleheader. Can the Warriors get the mojo back on offense, or will the Wolves send Stanislaus to their first series loss of the year? It is a beautiful day for baseball here in Turlock. Warrior baseball is on the air.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Well, good morning, or it's almost afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Warrior Baseball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com and Flow College. My name is Brian Nelson, going to bring you all the action here as the Warriors conclude their 4-game series against the Wolves of Western Oregon here on the campus of Stanislaus State University in beautiful Turlock, California. I'm joined by Mike Stucker. Mike pulling a little Sunday effort here today as Randy Hopkins, our normal Sunday guy, is on assignment. And so, Mike, appreciate you coming in. Thanks so much for I would say getting up early. Did you have to get up early, get to church this morning before you came, or to do like I didn't just watch a message on YouTube?
I came straight from church.
Good for you. Good for you. Yep, we don't get done soon enough, and I got to be here too early to get everything set up to do that. But we appreciate you coming in. So, Mike, yesterday, a very disappointing day for Stanislaus. They lose both ends of the doubleheader, 5-1 in game one, 3-2 in game two. And when you look at it, it really came down to too many freebies. The Warriors walked 6, they hit 8, and they threw 5 wild pitches. That is not a recipe for success.
No, that's a lot of free bases, and you can't pitch with a lead when you don't have the lead.
Right.
And that sounds like kind of what they were doing a little bit.
And it's a pitching staff that's been used to getting early runs, yes, like happened on Friday for Austin Ballantyne, except Peyton Hawkinson and Rocco Gorillo never had the lead in either one of those two games. And in spite of all those free 90s, the Warriors only gave up 8 runs. And you would think with this type of offense that they have, you won't give up 8 runs in 2 games on a Saturday. You're going to feel pretty good. You're going to at least get one of those. And they didn't get either one.
Yeah.
So today's a new day, new opportunity. What do you think you're going to see from Stanislaus today that maybe they didn't do yesterday?
Well, I mean, I think one of the positives you see about yesterday is the fact that defense still played well. You said they only had a couple, you know, they only had a couple of errors, which is tough to pull off when your pitching staff is putting so many free runners on base. It just puts a lot of pressure on the defense. So I look to see the Warriors, you know, continue doing well on defense, and they got to score early. They got to have better approaches at the plate. Pitchers got to work ahead in the count. I mean, it's just simple baseball stuff, but when you don't do it, you really see the impact of what happens when you don't.
And one of the challenges, too, Mike, is that when you have been blowing everybody out, which they have done most of the first 2.5 weeks of this season, the little things don't get magnified because the lead is so large.
Yeah.
That changed yesterday, and that's something I have to clean up here as we prepare for conference here in a couple of weeks. Number two, Zach Geis needs to get through 5 innings. He had a great first start against Central Washington. Last 2 outings haven't been real good.
No, I mean, he's got to come out, pound the zone. He's got to work ahead early in the count. He's got to be able to change speeds. He's got to be able to throw all his pitches for strikes at least. And just let his defense work. You know, the defense has been great for Stanislaus, you know, for at least in this series. And overall, they've been doing pretty well. So let the defense work. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Just go out there and throw some strikes.
Now, for Western Oregon, They were embarrassed here on Friday afternoon, and you knew they would come back and play better yesterday, and they definitely did. They were really clean in every aspect of the ballgame. Now you want to keep the momentum going. How do you keep the momentum going if you're Western Oregon?
I mean, you got to keep the same approach. You got maybe pretend like yesterday didn't even happen. Like you're coming back from Friday again, fired up, angry, ready to, you know, bite some heads off. But keep playing defense. Their pitching was doing really well yesterday, not letting a lot of free runners. They're putting the ball in play, not striking out a lot. Just continue that trend.
You know, we talk about hitting being contagious, and we saw that in the good way for Stanislaus and then the bad way. I think the same thing goes for pitching. I think we saw yesterday the two starters feeding off one another, and I think they hope that Josh Johnson does the same thing here this afternoon for Western Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously their ace on Friday had a really, really rough start. But after that, man, they came out yesterday just throwing really well. Why not? Why would it not rub off on him? You know, we'll see. But he's got to come out and throw strikes. He's got to come out and keep the free bases to a minimum and just see what happens.
Well, the ebb and flow of a long baseball season is one that can be overwhelming for a young team. This iteration of Warriors is an experienced group that has seen days like yesterday. The difference is they haven't been through it together here at Stanislaus. Earlier today, I sat down with Coach Kenny Leonasia to talk about the two tough losses in yesterday's doubleheader, what they need to do to get the bats going again, and how the new replay review system has impacted the game. It's the Coach Kenny Show, sponsored by Crevalli Insurance.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crevalli and her team at Crevalli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crevalli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crevelliinsurance.com. Crevalli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Well, it's time for a Sunday conversation with Coach Kenny Leonasio of the Stanislaus State Baseball Program. Coach, yesterday, you know, we talked about the fact that Western Oregon would come out and play better, and they certainly did. They pitched well. They played great defense. They got some timely hits, and they got both ends of that doubleheader. Talk to us through a little bit of what you saw from them and from your club yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I give them a lot of credit for coming out and, you know, playing hard. I don't think we did a great job of, you know, making adjustments at the plate. And, again, we gave up too many free bases, which led to some runs. But you know, we didn't expect anything different, from Western Oregon, but to come out and, you know, play well and play hard. And that's what they did.
Are you looking at games like that, which are tight pitchers types games, and the little mistakes, they get magnified? Talk to us a little bit of what you saw in that area.
Yeah, it's just free bases, you know. I mean, sometimes it'll be a wild pitch and then guy gets in scoring position and then guy gets jammed, a hitter, and he bloops one in and they score a run on it. And, you know, those bloop hits don't hurt as much when you don't give them the extra base. And, you know, there are a couple times, you know, we'd hit a batter to lead off an inning, something like that. And, you know, those are going to come back to bite you. And they did.
So Coach, one of the new things this year is the new replay system. We've actually seen it, I think, kind of quite a bit here through the first four weekends. We saw it again yesterday where a home run, I don't know how it got missed, but it did, and they were able to fix the call. What is your early feel on that replay system? Is there anything you would hopefully like to see things maybe improve? I'll give you my two cents. Maybe be a little quicker, but I know that the idea is try to get the call right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it would be nice if it was quicker, but also you're going to be dealing with every single facility has a different type of replay, and some will be on a computer, some will be on iPad. Everybody has different cameras. You know, it's not Major League Baseball where they have cameras all over the place and they zoom in and everything's just so quick to go back and look at. So there's going to be issues. I mean, it's a good thing because you get some obvious calls that are overturned. Unfortunately, some obvious calls might not get overturned because you might not have a camera angle that's available. You know, for us, we have six cameras, and then there's going to be some places that are going to have two or maybe even one. So it's going to be different at each place we go. Again, I think it's a good thing that we have it. And, you know, if we have to wait a little bit, it is what it is. But I think it's a good thing.
And finally, what do you want to see from your club today to kind of get back in a good feel, especially offensively?
Yeah, just make adjustments, you know, and kind of, you know, go up there with good approaches and, have an understanding of what they're trying to do and, you know, try to take something away from them. And, you know, I think we'll do that. And I think we'll bounce back fine. You know, nothing changes. You want to go out and get we need guys to give us a quality start. And if he does that, I think we'll settle in and things will go well.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Good luck today.
Thank you.
We'll go back over the starting lineups in the first pitch right after this.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
For the past 5 years, Price Ford of Turlock has been a steady supporter of our local programs and schools. They contribute to Stan State Athletics and many organizations throughout our area. Each year, they provide FFA scholarships to students from Turlock, Pittman, and Denair High Schools. And you'll even see them buying animals every year at the fair supporting kids from across the county. We appreciate the team at Price Ford of Turlock for their continued involvement and the way they show up for our community. To learn more, visit priceFordofTurlock.com.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
I don't know about you, Mike, but after that crazy and exciting Olympic hockey final today, that national anthem feels a little different today, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does. And women's too?
Women's too. Women and men. For the first time since 1980, the United States won the men's Olympic hockey gold medal in a exciting overtime victory over Canada. Not quite the same feel as the Miracle on Ice, but still a very exciting feel. And if you had a chance to see some of that this morning, what a great, great experience. Well, it's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Katana Sushi. First, for the visiting Wolves of Western Oregon, leading off, the first baseman, Zane Garvey. Batting second, second baseman, Chris Arcee. Out in left field hitting third is Tyler Moeller. The cleanup hitter, designated hitter, Alex Harden. Moving up to the fifth spot, right fielder Jason Olsen. Hitting sixth, the third baseman, Benny Nazario. Out in center field hitting seventh is Alex Angevine. Behind the plate hitting eighth is Colin Irwin. And the nine hitter, the shortstop, Finn O'Connor. And the starting pitcher for the Wolves will be the right-hander, Josh Johnson. For Stanislaw State Warriors, it'll be Zach Lewis at second leading off. Hitting second in center field, Corey Lycan. Still no A.J. Carter today. Hopefully he will be back next weekend. In the three-hole, first baseman Kian Sanchez. The cleanup hitter is Mason Kelly, the designated hitter. Getting a start behind the plate, hitting fifth is Bradley Morris. Batting sixth, the shortstop Tyler Crudo. And in right field, who homered yesterday, batting seventh, Cameron Taylor. Getting his first start as a Warrior in left field, batting eighth is Eli Hancock. And batting ninth, the third baseman, Jacob Reyes. And the starting pitcher for Stanislaus will be the right-hander, Zach Geis. The senior right-hander, 0-1 with an 8.74 ERA. This will be his fourth start of the year. In 11 and third innings, he's given up 13 hits, 12 runs, 11 of them earned. He has walked 7, he has struck out 8. And Mike, he had a really good first start, went 5 solid innings against Central Washington. Since then, he's not been able to get out of the fourth inning and really got roughed up after cruising through the first three. Really got roughed up last Friday night against Simpson. So he hopes to get it rolling, and he will face Garvey to leave it off. And Geis, who throws exclusively from the stretch, deals. And the first pitch is swung in and hit well to right field. Going back is Taylor. Still going back, and it is one hop off the wall. Rounding second is Garvey, and he will head to third. Here's the throw, and he is going to be out by a mile. Garvey a little over-aggressive that time. He kind of stutter-stepped around second base, and a nice throw from Taylor to Crudo to Reyes. And that's how this ball game gets started.
And that is why you hit your cutoff, men. Those of you that are listening that are younger.
Or older.
Just, yeah, or older. What a great throw by Taylor hitting to hit Crudo. Crudo made an outstanding throw from out in second base grass area to nail Garvey at third. That was a nice throw.
First pitch fastball to Arce is on the outside corner, strike one. And Geis, who gave up a couple of home runs in his second start to Vanguard, almost got taken out of the yard on the first pitch. Garvey was laying in the weeds, and boy, he did not miss it. But a little over-aggressive on the bases. Fastball misses low, 1-1. And, you know, we talked about the Warriors giving up too many free bases. Well, that time they took it away.
Well, and you can't make that first out at third base. There's no reason. You got to stay at second and let your offense work.
And I think, you know, Taylor's got a cannon. He threw Angevine out at the plate yesterday in the first game. That slider is way off the plate wide, and it's 2-1.
What's the rule? Don't make the first or third out at third base?
That is correct. That is correct.
Yeah, that's... Because a base hit scores you from second, so you don't.
Well, and we learned second, nobody outs. You don't have to even get another hit to get a run home. You had a ground ball to the right side and a fly ball, and you got to run. Yep. So where's catch a break? 2-1 to Arce, and he hits one right off the end of the bat, way out in front of that breaking pitch. Sanchez will take it to the bag himself, and quickly there are two away.
And that one had a little fuzz on it going down the first.
That did. That ball probably should not go back and play. Although for Geis, he might want to have it go back and play because that thing probably has a little cut on it.
Yeah.
Two outs, nobody on, and Tyler Moeller will be the batter. Moeller hitting .229, a home run and 7 RBIs. Things have gotten going so quickly, haven't even been able to tell people what the averages and so forth for the Wolves are. And Moeller going to swing and ground one right to second base. Lewis has got it, and what looked to be a dangerous start for Geis turns into a facing the minimum. A double, a great defensive play, and a couple ground balls, and nothing doing for the Wolves here. In inning number one, we're going to head to the bottom of the first. It's Western Oregon nothing. Stanislaus coming to bat.
For the past 5 years, Price Ford of Turlock has been a steady supporter of our local programs and schools. They contribute to Stan State Athletics and many organizations throughout our area. Each year, they provide FFA scholarships to students from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you'll even see them buying animals every year at the fair, supporting kids from across the county. We appreciate the team at Price Ford of Turlock for their continued involvement and the way they show up for our community. To learn more, visit priceFordofTurlock.com.
Bottom of the first inning, Warriors already flashing the leather. Cameron Taylor showing off. You do not want to run on the right fielder for Stanislaus. Is a great throw from him to Crudo to Reyes. Gun down Garvey trying to stretch a double into triple to lead off the inning. And after that, a couple of weakly hit ground balls. And now the Warriors will face Josh Johnson. For Johnson, this will be his third start of the year. He is 0-1 with an ERA of an even 7. In 9 innings, he's given up 8 hits, 7 runs, all of them earned. He has walked 5, he has struck out 4. He has hit a couple guys, he's thrown a couple wild pitches. Johnson's last start, though, was a solid one. He had a quality start up in Chico last Saturday as he went 4 innings, gave up 3 runs, all of them earned. He walked 2, he struck 2 out, and he left that game with the lead. In a game, Chico ended up coming back, I believe, and winning. So his job here is trying to do what Bailey and Rosales did yesterday, and that is quiet what has been a very explosive Stanislaus offense. Well, the Warriors in their Sunday reds today, Mike, with the white numbers outlined in black, white pants, black hats, black socks. Our first look at the Sunday reds. Even though we have played a Sunday game, it was not a fourth game of the series. And Western Oregon in their black tops with the red numbers outlined in white, gray pants. This is what they won 2 games on yesterday. And so the superstitious baseball in you says, you know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Tiger Woods, too. Mm-hmm. Doesn't he wear reds on Sunday?
He wears red on Sunday. Zach Lewis, to lead it off. First pitch from Johnson is taken for a strike. Lewis hitting .327, a home run, and 7 RBIs. He led off here on Friday afternoon with a double and came around to score in a game the Warriors won easily. Slider misses outside, and it's 1-1. And again, Johnson very similar to Bailey. Different release point. He's a little more over the top, but fastball-slider combination and trying to stay away from the Stanislaus hitters. And Lewis going to drive one to left field. Coming in is Moeller. He will get there, and he will make the catch for out number one. I think Lewis hit that little off the end of the bat. Didn't have a whole lot of carry on it, and there's one away.
Yeah, the good thing, I think Lewis did see 2 of his pitches there in the first at-bat, which is kind of what you know, your first at-bat, you want to try to see all of them if you can. That way, your next time you're up, you're a little more prepared. So,
Corey Likens steps to the plate. Likens, who's had a rough weekend, seen his average drop to .286, a home run, and 6 RBIs. He is playing center field again today as A.J. Carter, who collided with the wall on Friday, yet to come back to the Warrior lineup. First pitch is swung on and missed, strike 1. And I wonder if, you know, maybe a little bit overly cautious with A.J., knowing this league has not begun yet. Want to make sure he's fully healthy for 2 weeks from now. Pitch is swung on and fouled off the glove of Irwin, and quickly Johnson out in front 0-2.
Johnson going with a fastball, first pitch, slider, second pitch with his first 2 hitters. So we'll see if that's a
somebody makes an adjustment
early,
to that. Yeah. Slider just misses a little high. 1-2. Outfield for the Wolves. It'll be Moeller, Angevine, and Olsen in the outfield left to right. Nazario and O'Connor on the left side. RC and Garvey on the right side as Likens takes a fastball outside to even the count at 2-2. Colin Irwin in the squat catching Josh Johnson. Didn't even get through the Warrior defense. The first inning ended so quickly. And Likens going to drive one out to center field, but not very deep. Now over towards left center is Angevine. He will make the catch. And a couple of fly balls, and there are 2 away. And Kian Sanchez will be the batter. Sanchez still swinging it, though he has not swung it as well in this series as he did to start the year. But he's still hitting .522 with a couple of home runs and 12 RBIs. He had a big 2-run double here when the Warriors tied it in the bottom of the 6th of the second game. And it breaking ball, he can't hold up, and it's 0-1. That was the only inning all day Warriors put more than one base runner on. Slider misses outside, 1-1. I mean, that's just, for a team like Stanislaus, in the other games they lost, they still put guys on. They just didn't get them in. They had a lot of opportunities, didn't get them to score. There were nil opportunities yesterday. Sanchez swings and rolls one foul. And Austin Ballantyne, who has to have something to do, will go down and get the foul ball. Austin cannot stand still, cannot sit still.
A little ADD, maybe?
Nah, just he likes to have. Sanchez going to drive one to right, chasing after it as Olsen towards the line. He will get there, and he will make the catch. And 3 fly balls to 3 different outfielders, and it's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Johnson. Nothing doing for the Warriors in the bottom of the first. We're going to head to inning number 2. There is no score.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94...